State leaders are pushing forward with a search to find new markets for Utah coal. They are proceeding despite a key vote last week in California. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
An inconspicuous state panel known as the Community Impact Board will meet this week for the first time since the city of Oakland, California, voted to ban coal shipments. Board member Jay Potter says it's disappointing, but Oakland's move won't derail the board's support for Utah coal.
So we'll still be mining coal and still generating power and still looking for opportunity to export into a market that has a demand.
The Community Impact Board is developing a checklist to gauge the wisdom of investing in the California port. Critics say there's no sense in committing $53 million toward a private sector port project to help private sector mining companies. But the board's still studying the public sector investment as a lifeline for Utah coal country. Potter serves on the Carbon County Commission, one of four counties backing the port investment.
There's still a lot of work, and we'll continue to work on that. I don't think this is the last we've heard of the possibilities of exporting to Oakland.
Republican State Senator Ralph Okerlund represents a district that includes a big coal mine. Senators talked a few months ago about fighting for Utah's right to use the port for coal, but Okerlund says now it's up to the affected counties and the port's contractor to make the next step.
I really can't comment on what the state's actions might be.
Lawmakers have created a new state fund for the coal port money, and that's where it sits, at least for now. Judy Fays, KUER News.